In the United States, some aid groups are struggling to deal with an onslaught of donations from Americans wishing to help victims of last Sunday's earthquake and tsunami. The American Red Cross said it had received pledges of $64.6 million as of yesterday and says it already has $25 million of that in hand. Oxfam America, the U.S. affiliate of Oxfam International, raised $10 million by Friday for the Asia Earthquake Fund, and CARE had raised $9 million, according to the Boston Globe. Catholic Relief Services is the official international aid organization of the U.S. Catholic community. The Baltimore-based organization also has received enormous donations and pledges over the past week. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Catholic Relief Services is an old hand in this sad business. It's been doing international relief work since World War II. But nothing quite prepared it for the flood of donations over the past week. By noon Saturday, the agency had received cash and pledges of $13.4 million to help the people caught in the tsunamis. Nearly half of it came over the internet. Ken Hackett is president of Catholic Relief Services. He's been doing relief work for 30 years.
You know, typically we receive about $1 million a year online. And in the last, well now 4 days, we've received over $6.5 million online.
Hackett says the outpouring of fundraising has been almost overwhelming, even for them. Last week, the numbers of people trying to get through forced the agency's website down for nearly 24 hours. One staff member gave out the wrong 800 number to donors by mistake. It rang to ExxonMobil.
ExxonMobil left a message on their answering machine, "If you are calling for Catholic Relief Services tsunami response, call this number."
Hackett and some other charity experts say the scope of the response speaks to the scope of the disaster. It also speaks to the timing, the holiday season when many Americans are poised to give, and it speaks to the powerful stories and images.
When you hear those stories of women who had their children just swept from their arms, I mean, it moves you.
Hackett says the strangest things have been happening, like the Baltimore cab driver who came in and asked for donation envelopes to give out to his fares. That brought in some money. And the two little kids who walked in and handed over a check and a letter.
And the letter says, "This is for the people, P-E-P-L-E, who helped the people who got flooded."
Heartwarming stories, but there's a caveat. Daniel Borokoff of the American Institute of Philanthropies concerned the outpouring of giving going overseas could hurt at home. A number of U.S. nonprofit groups rely on holiday donations to help America's hungry and homeless.
And, you know, it's going to be that people are not going to be as generous with these groups.
Ken Hackett says the disaster has him thinking, too, of America's own.
I mean, as I look out my window, I see the homeless right here, guy in a wheelchair trying to get across the street from my office today.
He says he thinks, he hopes, an event like this envelops people, makes them think more about the human condition at home as well as halfway around the world. Libby Lewis, NPR News.